We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull-aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany and an announcement from the U.K. and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine. Followed by a stunning U-turn from the U.S., which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurts, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page-turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information. A film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. The second hour always kicks off with two from the mighty Last Crack. We call it Essential Last Crack. We kick it off with Energy Mind on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Diamonds I find, well I know they are mine. voice in my head.
Every way, all of the time, I feel the back of my eyes.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Shake me, yeah. Woo. Oh,
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Young, in spite of the world,
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you're looking back and wanting, then you deserve to be make this easy to chew. Well, I won't break you.
Oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan.
We're thankful to American people.
After the U.S. signed off on a NATO deal to supply Ukraine with advanced F-16 fighter jets. President Biden heads back from the G7 summit today to pick up with talks to raise the debt ceiling.
If the debt limit isn't raised, the government could run out of money by June 1st, potentially upending financial markets and pausing military salaries, Medicare, and Social Security payments.
CBS's Christian Benavides. Stevie Wonder has received an honorary Doctorate of Humane Letters from Fordham University in New York City. In his speech, the legendary musician spoke out about the death of homeless man Jordan Neely on the New York City subway.
That's unacceptable. That's not the America that I believe in.
Jordan Neely died after he was restrained in a headlock. A Marine veteran has been charged in his death. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Egon Killenstein from Lords of the Trident!
And Killius Maximus!
And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Baby!
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Living a modern man. With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of reckoning.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxing Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network with Utoma and the Traveler, Level the Earth. Before that, with Warhead, 20-minute Missions new song, Room 8, was in there, and we kicked off the half hour with a double dip of Lords of the Trident. Hey, thanks for listening to Max and Kevy tonight. Really appreciate your ears. We are off next week. It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope you have a great time. To celebrate Memorial Day weekend, we're going to do the Best of the Devil's Lair. We're replaying some really cool Devil's Lair. So if you're looking for live music on the radio, you can find it here next week on Max Inc. Radio. Until then, we'll do some brand new Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.